Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio. Right on the money. Special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
Absolutely hate tax day. I would rather have 7 root canals today than deal with my taxes on April 15th.
Probably be cheaper to have 7 root canals.
That's true. It's covered by insurance. So just in case you forgot, it is today. Today's the deadline. If you don't want to be late for this very important date with the feds, with the Treasury Department, did you procrastinate, David?
I was doing them until 10 o'clock last night.
Oh, my goodness.
And we did them on Saturday as well. Because I have all my kids. They're just like, Dad, I mean,
kids?
I know I've done them in the past, but could you just look over my shoulder? Can you just watch me?
No.
No, you're on your own. You get thrown in the slammer, you get thrown in the slammer.
Look, I had the same thing happen to me this year with my daughter. They're little quirky in terms of like what you have to file and everything because she's a student. And so there's some tuition credits and stuff like that. And I was all in on doing our taxes on my own with her looking over my shoulder. And I was going to do hers on the free IRS website. They offer that now for free for some taxpayers. And then I was going to do mine, as you have strongly pressured me to do, on TurboTax. And then as I thought better of it.
How long before you ejected? Were you at least 2 hours in?
We hadn't even gathered everything.
What is your name?
I don't know what mom
Accountant.
Is thinking. Yeah, I'm out. I'm out. I'm going to disappoint Dave, but I don't care about Dave. I just care about not getting audited and not crying and not spending weekends doing this. So I totally ejected. I mean, I called up H&R Block so quick. I'm like, hi, can you take me back? Please.
I regret breaking up with you. It was a bad decision.
So Ohio State University professor Russell Fazio has been studying people like you who procrastinate. I want to play this and see what they found out about tax procrastinators like David.
Filing taxes can be tedious. It can be sometimes confusing and frustrating. On the other hand, you do have to meet that deadline, and there's obviously some delight at having accomplished the task. So those positive and negative signals have to be weighed.
There's especially delight if you get a return. Mm. And here's two different experiences. My reaction to my return, it was a significant return because we have a lot taken out during the year. I was like, good. Like, that's about what I expected. My wife was shocked. She had no idea we were getting such a big return. So it was elation. She was so happy. Mm. Because it is a little bit of a Las Vegas mentality. You pull the lever and you're hoping for the best.
Because you
don't really know what's going to happen.
I don't know why we have to go through that same cycle over and over and over every year. The fear of doing taxes to find out what we owe. Then the elation when we find out we hit the jackpot. Mm-hmm. And then I look at you and I go, well, why do you have so much taken out all year long? And so you're using the IRS, using the federal government as a savings account. I don't think that's good.
Interest-free savings account.
And then, interest-free. You got nothing out of it other than a big refund. And then there's the folks who wait to the last minute and have to file an extension. Now, I don't know much about extensions because I've always used an accountant. Now, I have butted up right against the deadline before where I'd gotten a call the day before from the accountant. It's like, I've got your taxes done. Well, gee, Minnie, don't work too quickly here. You know, and I usually turn them in February, maybe March. So ABC's Jim Ryan fortunately called Tim and Amanda this morning on Utah's Morning News to talk specifics about what you need to know if you have to file an extension. So let's listen to what Jim has to say.
You're also going to find a surge in the filing of Form 4868. That's the application for an automatic extension. It gives people an extra 6 months to file the paperwork, not to pay, but to file. In other words, so you need to do a ballpark, figure out how much you think you're going to owe for the year, for tax year 2023, send a check, and then 6 months from now, your return will be due. And you should hope that you are pretty accurate, because if not, If you missed it by some amount, you'll be charged potentially interest and fees.
You know, as much as we say that, I know there are people who still are hearing that for the first time. Yes, you have to pay now, even if you get an extension.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a paperwork issue. You know, you can't find that receipt. You can't find some particular 1099 or something. And so you ask for the extension. But again, you need to estimate the amount. You go to the tax table. You can find that online for your income bracket and then send that check in. You know, it could be that you don't owe anything. That would be nice. But at the same, I think most people who file that extension are people who actually owe money.
I don't want the IRS in my life any longer than they have to be. It's like once a year is enough, even though it takes a month or so to get taxes done and together. If you file an extension, I'm not going to judge you, but why? Why would you want the IRS in your life a little bit longer? There might be legitimate reasons to file one, but if it's just because you can't find a 1099, well, you should have been looking for it about February. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I think it's such a stressor. I think we just procrastinate because we don't want the hassle. We know it's going to take out a chunk. We know it's going to exhaust us mentally. I totally get why. For the first time, even though I knew I was going to get a refund, the reason I put it off is I just thought,
you kept saying that.
I'm too stressed. Oh, yeah, I told you.
You kept coming in like, I haven't done my taxes yet. And I'm like, mine are done. But I didn't tell you. I cheated. I went to a tax preparer, and it was really slick this year. What I did is I decided to have them withdraw money directly from my account. I always owe. I mean, I'm not like you. I don't use the IRS as a savings account.
Yeah,
so I always owe. So I set it up to come out of my account about a week ago, actually exactly a week ago, which I felt gave me enough time to run around and figure out a problem. If, for example, I woke up on Monday morning and the IRS hadn't taken the money out, I would have a way to time to troubleshoot that. Oh, but they took it out. It was gone.
Yeah.
It was done, which is great. I love it. I don't have to write a check anymore and wonder if my check's going to clear in time.
That's a great reminder. And I ran into that a little bit, why you should do it early. You know, even if it's a few weeks early versus the night before, which is what I was doing, I ran into a problem. My daughter is living, she's serving a mission down in Paraguay. She is not easily accessible.
Oh.
And I needed her driver's license.
Yikes.
Well, I don't have her driver's license.
No, why would you? That'd be weird.
Exactly. So I'm texting her, whatever, 10 o'clock our time, probably 4 o'clock in the morning time.
Yeah.
And she doesn't see it, but those are the things. There's always a 1099-MISC-DIV or a driver's license.
Just talking about this. What did you do? What was the outcome? Is she going to have to file an extension?
No, there was a skip option, and I straight up skipped it.
Oh, okay.
So it's not totally required, apparently, to file your taxes. But it was just another layer of stress as I'm trying to text her. Yeah. From three time zones away, 20,000 miles away.
But you still get Dad of the Year award just for doing your taxes. Did you do your other kids' taxes too?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What
I didn't do them.
Weekend you had.
They did them and I looked over their shoulder.
Oh, it still sounds horrible.
It was horrible.
It's horrible.
It's terrible.
You have to make sure you make big plans for this coming weekend and go have fun. Because
you know what? I'm going to take 10% of their return. My son got $20 back.
Oh, so you get two.
I'm taking $2.
Well, pass it my way. It's enough to buy Aunt Deb a cup of coffee at Starbucks. Straight ahead, there's a growing number of women not getting enough sleep. Why do we need a study for this? We don't need. All you need to do is ask Deb. Let's talk about it next.